News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two like we often do with a history moment from El Paso History Alliance. It was produced by Melissa Sargent, and her history moment today is about our early Spanish settlements and a quick look at wine. Wine is a good four-letter word from the old days. Wine in that time in our area.
In 1659, Fray Garcia de San Francisco founded Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe Mission, which still stands in downtown Ciudad Juarez, the oldest structure in the El Paso area. By 1682, five settlements were founded south of the river: El Paso del Norte, San Lorenzo, Senecu, Isleta, and Socorro, thus providing the pass with a concentration of population from that time to the present. The area became a trade center on one of the historic Camino Reales, or Royal Highways. Agriculture flourished, particularly the vineyard called Mission Grapes, producing wine and brandy that ranked in quality with the best in the realm. Many of these grape stocks were cut and taken to California by the early settlers to be planted, and eventually became part of a thriving wine culture we know today.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Wow, a lot of I'm looking at a lot of sharks on the phone here right now.
Sharks on the phone.
We're going to get to that in a minute, but you know, this History Moment
Shark
business.
Shark Tank, no.
That was interesting about the History Moment business that you're talking about.
Well, it talks about how old the missions are, like another part of our history. I mean, just stack upon stack.
See, that's what people don't understand. This valley is just full of history. We're talking about the old rocks, the new rocks, and rocks. But what about the human history that came after that? I mean, it's just incredible what happened here.
Well, you know, I think that's one thing that I found so interesting when we first moved here, that you don't see in New York or Chicago and Los Angeles, even in the census, the history is so visible here.
Yeah.
You have the geological history, but you also had the El Paso history, and you can see it. I mean, you just can't see the history that we have here in many other places in the country or world.
That Alliance on Facebook has got a lot of followers.
Oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. We got lots of people, over 40,000 people. And, you know, and you have other people. I mean, if you want to get involved with that, too, I mean, we're always looking for more people to get involved and share the history. We see them all the time. We have lots of friends. Call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920 to get involved and help us with this history. And also, we can't forget our wonderful friends over there on El Paso's Remember in El Paso Win, which is a Facebook page that has a gazillion pictures, and I can't emphasize that enough, of history of El Paso. People post their pictures or their family pictures. They've taken pictures, everything you're looking for in what El Paso used to look like or what kind of currently looks like sometimes. And she has a helper out there, and this one we're going to mention this week is Rick Duncan.
They do that all day long,
yeah,
all
night volunteers,
long.
All volunteers.
And they're policing it constantly. So
yeah.
Remember in El Paso Win. All right. Good stuff there on the History Alliance. Now let's turn our pages back to where we were because, right. Again, we have started this history discussion. Dr. Phil Goodell, Dr. Eric Kappas. It's great to hear that, isn't it? Dr. Eric Kappas. It used to be just, oh, there's Eric, a dino guy, you know. But you stuck with it. You're still doing geology. I thought at one point you'd get angry and say, "Oh, the heck with the system," because you're not normally a system guy. From what I remember,
you don't
conform to systems real easy. However, you seem to be doing well with the Southwest University thing.
Yeah, it's great.
That's cool.
Awesome.
I think the nice thing is you both are always learning. You're always finding something new in the mountains. It's always teaching you something new. Correct?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Por ejemplo,
my students teach me.
Yeah.
Okay. For example. Sharks over at Cristo Rey? So what was that you were showing me on the phone?
Yeah, so this is part of my lecture that I give, but I wanted to talk about dinosaurs of El Paso, but there were only four dinosaurs plus crocodiles, and I need to talk for longer than that. I need to get the kids roped
show.
In. And so I started researching the biggest of this and the biggest of that. Like I mentioned, the biggest snail in the world and the biggest
and
oyster.
You got two of them.
These are part of my talk, and so in my research about the age of dinosaurs here in El Paso, they've found giant shark's teeth in the region from the second biggest shark that ever was.
How big are those teeth?
I don't know. As big as your hand. The ones from Megalodon, which was the biggest shark, mm-hmm. those were as big as your hand.
Yeah, I've seen.
They used to call them tongue stones, I think.
How big was the shark?
Twice or 2.5 times the length of a great white.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I saw a special.
Tychodus, it's called, our local giant shark.
You think
National Geographic did a special on that, and that was pretty scary.
There's no left down there wandering around the Rio Grande.
No, I think it's been a little bit too long.
Well, see, I used to be worried about La Llorona. This would really scare me.
Oh, yeah, that would.
yes, indeed. No, they don't do that anymore. But that's a big thing over there, Crystal Ray. So there's all kinds of stuff around here to talk about. Okay, get us from the old days. What?
Well, there's the other. You know, talk about the animals and such, but you have your similarities. You know, sometimes we think about El Paso being just kind of related out here all by ourselves, and then you have similarities, which you have, like you were talking, the outcropping of the Red Rock, which mm-hmm. is the Thunderbird over by Coronado High School.
Yep.
That has a relation to something very similar to the city of Pompeii, which is the lost city of Pompeii. Mm. Or the not lost city, excuse me, that was
buried by the volcanic ash.
Right.
Yeah.
What volcano was that? Mm-hmm. Which volcano?
Vesuvius.
Vesuvius.
So you have that relation that rock mm-hmm. formation is similar to that one. So mm-hmm. I think we forget that we do have relations to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. And another thing, you look at the minerals and the chemistry of the Thunderbird rhyolite. And I think it was 2014, somebody figured out that the same rock is in Antarctica.
Oh my gosh.
And so we used to be attached to Antarctica, and then our continents got a divorce, and Antarctica, you know, they split the Red Bluff granite between themselves and went north and south.
Are these inches at a time? I mean, isn't it all of a sudden a mile?
Two or three inches a year.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And after a while, you get to Antarctica.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As fast as your fingernails grow, that's kind of the same.
But that's pretty extreme, 2 to 3 inches a year back in those days, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah. Well, it's still going on that fast.
Is it really?
Yeah. And some of them go a little faster, some a little slower, just kind of like traffic going down the highway.
Mm-hmm. That isn't,
so take us from the old history that we were talking about up to where we are now. There's a lot that went on in there. Because the Rio Grande at one point flowed through Anthony's Gap, as I recall.
Sure.
And I can't even imagine how that worked. But was the whole valley filled up with sediment and it mostly just dumped that side first?
Yeah, so we got these mountains, but we also have valleys. And the valleys are actually under all the dirt. Under the El Paso Airport, there's 10,000 feet of dirt. Oh. If you go out to the west side under Anthony, there's only 8,000 feet of dirt. But so those are huge basins or holes in the ground that have been then filled with this dirt and from the river. And so the river was flowing south and it filled in part of the Mesilla Valley and then it flowed across the mountains to the Waco Bolson and it filled that up.
So as the river's traveling and it's filling it with sediment, which is basically what it is, that's how the effect the river changed to move through the valley, besides what the river wore out along the along the route.
And it all stopped right around here. And then eventually, it broke about 675,000 years ago. It broke through down near Sierra Blanca and started the Rio Grande started flowing to the ocean.
Oh, wow.
The shape of Texas began at that point.
Yeah.
Because
otherwise,
all the water was up here. Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So how deep was this lake that became El Paso?
200 feet.
200 feet above the ground of downtown El Paso.
Right. If you if you look at the satellite images, you can see in Mexico, in northern Chihuahua, you can see shorelines. There's three different shorelines of this old lake. That's how we know that it was 200 feet deep.
Well, I drive down up Mesa Street, and I look, mm-hmm. and I see a whole bunch of the caliche mesas. Some are high, and some are, a whole group of them are low, a whole group of them are mm-hmm. high. That's the two different shorelines. No?
Not exactly.
No?
No.
Those are what
just,
am I looking at?
Those are alluvial fans coming off of the mountain. So those are the rock is being eroded off the mountain and forming these huge fans. There's a big fan at the mouth of McKelligan Canyon all the way down to Piedras.
Oh, yes.
Down to Five Points.
Yeah.
And that's an example of a fan.
The one easiest to see is over in northeast as you look at the mountain from 54 at the Casner Range. You can see that alluvial fan coming right down at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the poppies are for whatever reason.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, again, how did we get from there to here? There used to be trees on the Franklins. That's the most recent innovation. Mm-hmm. But now those are all mostly gone, right?
Well, there used to be, again, part of my talk that I give, there used to be huge trees here during the age of dinosaurs as well.
Like
giant pine trees, magnolia trees used to grow here. Yep, big pink magnolia trees. Dinosaurs used to play under magnolia trees and get the petals stuck to themselves, I would imagine.
Wow.
They were down there in the bar district at Union Plaza. They were, the little tiny hands they were drinking.
Yeah, yeah. And we also had sequoias here, meta sequoias.
Really?
Redwoods, yep.
Wow.
Well, why don't we find that petrified wood in this area here then? Or is it there and it's just buried under some sediment?
There are a lot of wood fragments over at Mount Cristo Rey, but wood is tough to identify unless you find good logs. The problem is that at that time, the layers that are preserved here are from the beach, and the beach is very dynamic. Not a lot of logs get petrified in beach sediments.
Oh, because of sand.
Usually they get preserved in old soils,
yeah,
things like that. And we don't have... we were on the beach where soils were not being preserved. But there are a ton of wood fragments, even alongside the dinosaur tracks.
Let's put some timelines on this. When I remember the dinosaur tracks were from like 100 million years ago?
Yeah, pretty right.
100?
Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
And that's
mm-hmm.
when everything was flat and it was an ocean and it was an mm-hmm. edge of the thing and the tracks went in the edge of the
sure. All the way
beach.
From here to Canada, there was beaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you could find this stuff elsewhere, or did it all go away?
Oh, no. The dinosaur footprints are in Denver and Albuquerque. And
Were they coming down up and down what is now the river?
No, the river wasn't here then.
But it was the edge of the shoreline?
That was the shoreline.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So, okay, that's 100 million years ago.
We call it the Cretaceous Seaway. So all in Kansas and such like that was shallow ocean all the way to Canada.
Just north of Las Cruces, they have a trackway.
Yeah.
And that was pre-dinosaurs.
That was earlier. That was Permian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is old stuff around here.
That was about 250 million years ago.
And so, again, coming on the timeline, 100 million, you got basically the dinosaur tracks in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And then 45 million, roughly, as I recall, it was Cristo Rey popped up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I had to type it in.
You're pretty good.
Well, see, I had to...
You get an A.
Thank you. See, I did the video with you guys several times, but the other one I did was on Cristo Rey. So I had to type up the following description of that thing 100 times to get it right. Hypabyssal andesite pluton.
Wow.
Ooh, look, Phil Goodell's impressed. Wow. Phil is impressed. I knew
that's
that.
Extra credit. You get extra credit for that.
Well, okay, let's make that a trivia question. What the heck did I just say? But that's what it was, though. That's the intrusion. And it called it andesite because it was similar to rocks.
Well, hypabyssal means shallow.
Okay.
A shallow.
I have no idea what andesite. I just said. Explain it.
Hypabyssal means shallow, okay. So the magma blob was shallow. Andesite is a type of rock that we use the word andesite to describe the chemistry and the texture of the rock.
Okay.
And then pluton is the fact that it was a magma blob.
And came up as a magma blob. It pushed up the earth, right?
Yeah, domed it up.
Sure.
And since it didn't come out of the earth, it was not a volcano.
Correct.
Isn't that the definition?
Correct.
Okay, I thought I was getting this right.
We don't think it was a volcano.
Okay.
It did. Might have been.
You don't find any of the more oxidized dark black stuff over there, right?
Well, they would have been eroded, of course.
By now, okay.
I mean, if there was a volcano, it'd be 3,000 feet above the mountain, where the mountain is now.
Well, how tall was Cristo Rey when it did pop up wherever?
Oh,
we don't know.
Twice? Three
Nobody
times?
Knows.
Couple
I'd say at a couple thousand feet.
So it's 900 feet now, give or take, above the desert floor.
Uh-huh.
So you're adding three, four times that it was higher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. Did it stay hot for like 10 years or something?
Oh, a million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. All right, bring us from that era to where we are now, because a lot of stuff happened. The Franklin showed up, whatever.
Well, so let's see. From Cristo Rey, that was at about 40, 49, 47, 45,
okay.
Like you said. And then everything just eroded for a long time, and eventually we entered the Ice Age.
No more earthquakes, moving mountains and stuff?
Always earthquakes.
Oh.
Always earthquakes.
Extension, the pull apart, the rift, okay. Started around 35.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so everything was extending, and the valleys were forming, and mostly they filled in the last 5 million years or so that our valleys have filled in during the last ice age.
So there still could be earthquakes in El Paso.
There still are. Wasn't there one just a couple years ago over by Waco Tanks?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but they're small, thankfully.
Okay, should we scare everybody driving on Alabama right now? Alabama Street?
Well, you know the doc here, he sells earthquake insurance.
Ah,
that,
right?
I know, get that earthquake insurance.
We got to ramp up the scare tactics so he can make some money.
But the earthquakes happen all over the world. All the time, little ones are shaking. If you look, there's a website that you can go to that shows where earthquakes are happening all over the world. People would just freak if they knew, how many.
USGS.
I grew up in California, so, to me, they're like no big deal in that sense, but they happen all over, and it's just amazing.
I should explain what I'm talking about.
There have been some more recently south of Juarez.
Yes.
And they put some seismographs out there to learn more details about them.
Well, my reference was there's a fault line, right, running right down basically that side of the Franklin Mountains?
Both sides.
Yeah, both sides.
Oh, yeah. So Alabama Street is not unique.
I think they're faults right under your house.
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
And there's one that runs up through, they said you can see it off of Trans Mountain, too, correct?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one that goes up to the gun sight or whatever you want to call that thing, the mammoth feature up on South Mount Franklin?
Well, and Trans Mountain Road itself, that canyon is a fault.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and they're not active. We're not expecting movement necessarily.
No, that one was Precambrian, so that's very
old. It's cooled off and died down. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that nobody on Alabama Street has to be nervous about the earth falling out from under them. Okay. Taking a break here. We got to do trivia here, young lady.
Yeah.
Shall we do that?
Yeah,
you got to figure it out.
I changed one of those questions on you.
Also, I think I added another one, didn't I? What was that one I added?
Hypabyssal.
Yeah, say the whole thing.
That's what I cleaned my floor with is abyssal,
Well, if you say that whole thing correctly and they agree, then we'll give you something.
Okay.
That's another one.
That's another one. Okay. The first question we have is, what famous ancient Roman city that was destroyed by a volcano has similarities to the Red Rock or the Red Thunderbird on the west side of the Franklin Mountain? That's the first one. And then I added a simple one. How deep was the lake that used to be here in El Paso? How many feet deep was that?
Okay. And then the other one was how to spell that, whatever I said.
Yes.
The name of the thing over that became Cristo Rey. Well, we should just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They can win stuff, right?
They can win stuff. They can win $20. $10. I'm going back to $10 again.
No.
$20 in food to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD.
By calling
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Know why you see logos everywhere? Because they work. They drive customers, build brands, and grow businesses. And now, putting your logo to work has never been easier because 4imprint has perfected the art of putting logos on the right promotional items for maximum impact. And because they're giving away the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free to everyone who texts TIME to 88988. They'll make your logo look impeccable on your choice of thousands of items with free art assistance. Everything from pens, caps, and t-shirts to hot tech. High-quality items people want to hang on to forever, keeping your brand top of mind always. With customer service that's second to none and 100% satisfaction guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Put your logo to work. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting TIME to 88988. That's T-I-M-E to 88988.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. That's iHeartRadio. All your favorite music.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
Hi, this is Mick Jones of Foreigner on iHeartRadio.
And iHeartRadio is all your favorite stations. Thousands of the best radio stations from across the country. Plus, iHeartRadio is free. Download the app today. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. iHeartRadio.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, next week on the El Paso History Radio Show, President's Day. Now, we're on February 17th live on a Saturday, but the President's Day is Monday the 19th. Mm-hmm. And there's a group of Northeast El Paso civic organizations creating a program for the 19th, 1 to 3 p.m., and they're combining three commemorations. They'll have this at the Northeast Campus of the El Paso Community College. The Spirit of Star Day 2018 celebration is what they call it. And it's on Monday, February 19th, in partnership with El Paso Community College. And it's going to be with an interesting group of subjects. One is Iwo Jima Day.
Yes.
That's February 19th. Another one is President's Day. That's February 19th. And the other one is the State of Texas first day on the job. Not the Independence Day, but the State of Texas. So these people are doing three commemorations at once. The event will be at the community college out there. We're going to put them on the radio next week. Okay, February 24th, Mission Trail is coming in. They've got this La Cueva Socorro, Texas fundraiser, flamenco dancing. It's a Spanish night. March 3rd, Carl Lombaugh. Now, he's from Las Cruces. He'll be in the studio talking about several historic events in New Mexico history, about the Hopi Indians and all that crazy stuff they did. And they're having the March 10th Buffalo Stew fundraiser for human systems research. Now, they're eating buffalo.
Yes.
The guy on the previous week, down here on the 17th anyway, he has a buffalo herd, mm-hmm. The official buffalo herd of the state of Texas.
That's right.
Can you imagine that? So we'll see what that's all about.
I want my steak rare.
Well, you can just catch it and you can have it. March 10th, Molly Brown's bike ride. What are you going to do about that?
I'm going to be riding a bicycle.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
But you're going to talk about history?
Yes, I'm going to be Kate Moore Brown talking. She was the first woman to ever ride a bicycle in El Paso, but she's also very famous for what she did with the music programs.
Oh.
She started the first public school music programs in the state of Texas right here in El Paso. And she was very active in the community. She was quite a character.
Oh, we have a third caller. All the lines have just filled
busy,
up.
Busy.
Oh, one more thing. March 17th.
Yes.
Architect Bill Helm is coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, he has designed a couple of things downtown already. He bought a building down there.
Oh, he's busy.
And we're going to talk about a specific thing he did near Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. It was a Frank Lloyd Wright house that was supposed to be built in El Paso area, but it didn't get built here. It got built up there. So he went up as an architect and restructured it back to what Frank Lloyd, because some people had modified it, put it back. I think that's what happened. We'll find out. So he'll be in talking about stuff. Okay, you ready for trivia?
Yes, I am.
We have got Susan, Eric, and James in that order.
Okay.
Don't go away, because if we don't have a question already, we'll make one up. Phil, you'll make one up.
Sure.
Oh, you can do this. Okay, shall we go? Who's first? Susan, on line one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Which question did you have the answer for? The first one, the second one, or the third one?
I can tell you about the volcano Vesuvius, and the town was Pompeii.
There we go.
Ooh,
and the judges say, yeah, that was it. Yeah, no, I'm excited over here. But they'll give that one to you.
Okay, did you want the Pepe's gift certificate or a El Paso Gold DVD?
Legends of the Mountains is good.
I'd like the El Paso Gold DVD.
Ooh.
How about the Legends of the Mountains with Phil Goodell in it, Eric Kappas in it, Jackson Polk in it, and it's just a wonderful thing.
And Jim.
Yes.
Okay.
And what?
Jim.
The fourth one, but he's not in the room. But Jim Eichholz was the other guy. All right, Legends of the Mountains. Ordered up one Legends. Thank you very much, Susan, for playing.
So stay on line there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Hold on there. We got the second caller was Eric. Eric, good morning. How's life?
Yes, it's great. You all are great. I am a time traveler. You all are a degreed course in the future.
Thank you.
We're stuck in the past, but we like it.
Okay, we had two questions left. Which one were you interested in answering? We had the one was, how deep was the lake that used to be here in El Paso? And then the other one was how to spell...
Say the full name of the geological formation known as Mount Crystal Ray.
Okay. I think I will go with the number 675,000.
For what? Which question?
For the lake?
Yes, for the lake. The deepness.
How deep was the lake?
No, that wasn't
no,
right.
No, he gave an age. He gave an age of the surface that I mentioned.
Oh, he did.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, so I see. Okay.
I'd give it to him.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to.
How about the other one? I'll answer the other one.
No, I do no, this no, no. one. No, we got You're another okay. caller. We got another caller. Answer how deep was the lake. That's what we asked.
But
Yeah. Okay.
You don't know. That's okay. We're going to give you a DVD. What you need? Oh, wait a minute. The Pepe's is still up on this hour.
That's right, because he actually, he did. He took what Phil said. And so that's okay.
He gave an answer that was correct.
Yes.
Okay. Eric, you win, dude.
So we got $20 in gift certificate.
Thank you very much. I love you.
Okay. So do you want $20 in food at Pepe's or
we'll
El Paso Gold DVD or a kiss?
Give me a DVD of your choice of very intellectual time traveler style.
Oh, hey, Waco Tanks. How about that one?
How about the Waco Tanks? That's a good one.
I heard Waco Tanks is good.
Very good.
They're all good.
You got it. Okay.
They're
stay on
good.
The line, and Mary Alice will come on and tell you how to pick it up.
And that's line 3. Eric gets a DVD. Thank you very much for playing, dude, and appreciate you listening out there. All right, going now to James. James is left light blinking. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're surviving
fine.
Nicely.
Go Pretty ahead. Good.
Okay, James, we have one question left. Well, actually, we have two questions left.
I'm listening to you guys from Tempe, Arizona.
All right.
iHeartRadio.
Wow.
All right, we're gonna. That's very good. Thank you for listening.
Well, did you have an answer to one of the questions then?
Well, the one that I wanted to answer has been answered, so I'll just go for what's ever left and just wing it.
Okay. Well, we had how deep was the water here in El Paso at the lake that we had that was covering
Once
the area?
Upon a time, the downtown El Paso was covered by a lake. What was the depth that we said?
I'm just going to guess 8,000 feet.
Not quite. That's a good shot. And thank you for listening in Arizona. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Are you from here?
How'd you find us to get on there? Did you just know about El Paso? Oh, he went away.
Oh,
he's long gone.
He
dropped off.
Oh, okay.
But so we got ourselves a couple of winners here, and nobody got the Pepe's.
No, it's
we need
mine
to get,
now.
We're going to give it to these guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to steal it.
Oh, and you don't have to. I'm giving it. This will be how you guys get lunch today. Here you go.
Okay.
And make sure you get everybody gets lunch out of that, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because that's enough for two of you.
I have to mention, on Facebook, Jesus Chuy Martinez talks about the I-10, where the GO-10's being built. And you were talking about earlier, Phil, you were walking along. He's mentioned he's actually gotten out and walked along over by the Asarco area. He says, there's not a lot of seas. There's fossils. He says, not a lot of exciting stuff. But he says, there's a bunch of snails. So he says, this is interesting that what they've been cutting away there on the freeway.
Do we have any? Do we got another caller here? Do we have any more questions? We'll make up a question. Hey, Ben, you got a question? What do you want to say, Ben?
Oh, first I'd like to say hi to Dr. Goodell. I had him back in 1978 for a geology class at UTEP.
Oh, he remembers you.
I remember you. Yeah.
1978.
All right, go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just wanted to answer the question about the depth of the lake.
Yeah, it's not 8,000 feet, people. It's not 8,000 feet. Go ahead.
It wasn't 8,000 feet. It was 200 feet.
There we go.
You got an A.
And we're city council was at the bottom of it sometimes. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So now you got a second A because I know I gave you one in 78.
That's right.
I did. And then I even taught earth science for a few years.
There you go.
Neat.
That's what happens to people with education. Now, we just gave away the Pepe, so we got what left a bunch of DVDs here.
Would you like a DVD? We've got McGoffinhelm, we've got Gunfight Seal West, we've got Mexican Revolution, Ghost Stories, Tom Lee's.
Do you have the one that Dr. Goodell is on?
We gave it away.
Darn it.
Okay.
Nice.
But you can buy it. I will tell you that. They are in stores around. That one's called Legends.
I've seen them several places. But
well,
let's see.
Let's see.
Can you repeat those one more
time?
Let's
see. We have MacGuffin Home. We have Gunfight Seal West. We have Mexican Revolution. Ghost Stories 1, 2, and 4.
4 is kind of bizarre. It's about the smelter.
Tom Lee's El Paso talks about
Tom
the mountains.
Tom Lee's El Paso is very good. He
talks
loved
about
the mountains.
All right. That sounds
or
good.
Or Waco Tanks. We have Waco good. Tanks.
He said Tom Lee, so
okay.
We'll go there.
All right.
All right, Tom Lee's El Paso for Ben on line one. Ben, thanks for calling.
Ben, give me a call sometime and let's get together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's at one of those 747 numbers.
Fidel.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Thank you very much. And we shall take another break. Sergio, shall we do that? See, that's why he sits there. Not only pushes electrons out and up the transmitter, he says, no, take a break. So here we do that. Mm-hmm. Call us up if you need to and want to, and or ask these guys some stuff.
Yeah, or go to Facebook, the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. I took their picture. They're on there right now, so you can see who you're listening to.
And go ahead. What's the phone number?
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1111. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1111.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is time for us to tell you what is going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Why a Dallas company is opening El Paso's first micro-hospital.
Also in the ink, why an El Paso entrepreneur is investing $4.5 million to open restaurants in Juarez.
How local movie theaters are fighting back against streaming services.
El Paso Inc. available for home and business delivery in El Paso and around the country.
Subscribe at elpasoinc.com or El Paso or call El Paso Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, you've heard of quality of life, but what about quality of place? The vision the city of El Paso wants to realize. From a new plan for Cohen Stadium site to bringing attractions like Alamo Drafthouse and Topgolf. How is El Paso being transformed and marketed? And at what cost? City Manager Tommy Gonzalez and Jessica Herrera from the city's Economic Development Department are the guests on Sunday night.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or give them a call. Stephanie Guadian. No, I couldn't get the first name.
Stephanie
Guadian hosts Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on ABC7. No, I got the Guadian.
There will be a test on this.
Stephanie.
Music go away, music fade.
Yeah, I would suggest you send in your questions how they're going to pay for all of it. That's what I would
say. Sounds nice. We'll see how that goes. All right. We got the rock guys in here still, the dinosaur people, is the same people. And we got Jimmy Melver on the phone. Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Good talking to you guys.
What's up, dude? Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, you know, Showtime El Paso has been around for 84 years, and I have to raise $10,000 by March 4th.
Get a lottery ticket.
that's how we're all doing it.
But anyway,
Cliff is putting together a wonderful concert on February the 23rd. To help raise money for Showtime, and that would be at 805 Montana at 7 o'clock on Friday the 23rd, and I'd like to invite everybody in El Paso to come out and help me raise that goal of $10,000.
Well, I wish you well. Do you have a phone number you can put out there?
We promoted it earlier, but we didn't have a contact phone number.
I missed it. I got out of my car, and I missed that announcement, and I apologize.
What number? What phone number?
Phone number is 915-549-5031.
That's for Jimmy Melver, right?
That's correct.
Is that the Showtime website?
The Showtime website, we've had to disconnect that to save on the telephone bill.
Oh, good luck with that. So anyway, 549.
We're doing everything to cut back on expenses.
So for your event on this, the 23rd of February, right?
February.
All right, 549-5030, right?
That's correct.
Well, thanks for ringing up, and good luck with that.
Okay.
And now, Jimmy, is this not the final concert, then? You're trying to raise the money to continue having Showtime?
Could be, maybe.
Yes, trying to raise money for our last concert, which is on March the 4th, for this concert season.
Oh, for the concert season. There we go. Okay, great.
Well, Jimmy, good luck with it, and thanks for calling.
We're trying to help you.
You take care. Easy. See you again. And the thing about that kind of stuff is it's a lot of traditions in El Paso that need to continue.
Oh, and that's one of them,
There's another one. All right, another tradition that needs to continue is that we like rocks.
Lots of rocks.
We got the rock guys in here. I promoted you guys as the rock guys, but you're also the dinosaur guys, which is a bit unique because the dinosaur tracks. Did anybody ever even guess there would be dinosaur tracks? Or nobody was even thinking like that, were they?
That's what I always think. There's going to be tracks everywhere I go. That's
Dr. Eric Kappas
rule.
Well, you were right, and this time you found them up on a wall. Mm-hmm. That must have been kind of bizarre. Were you having one of those eureka moments at that time?
No, I was in timeout. I got in trouble in class, and I got sent to a quarry in timeout. Yeah.
Oh. He was a
Dave
bad boy.
Gave him a pick.
Mm-hmm. So you were staring at the wall, kind of mad at the class for not being, and all of a sudden you forgot about that?
Yeah, it sounds about right. I stuck in the quarry for timeout. I decided to do some work, and that's when I found dinosaur tracks.
But there's so many of them, and they're all over the wall. And it's like, how come nobody didn't find that first? I believe some people would say, well, the geology people come over here, but that's not their background.
That's not their discipline. One of the things that Phil taught me in geology, and one of the things they always teach you in geology field camp, is you find what you're looking for. And so nobody saw them because they weren't looking for them.
But you're it's a tracker guy. That.
Yeah, but I'm a footprint geek. I'm a self-proclaimed footprint nerd.
So, is your name in lights? Did they put a historic marker with your name on it somewhere yet?
They should.
Well, they're going to do that next year.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
But he studied under a famous guy in New Jersey, Tom Brown, and who does, wildlife tracks and things like that. And that's where he learned. And then
he wrote a book called The Tracker to plug Tom Brown. And he writes about nature, and his books are awesome. Storybooks, he was mentored by an Apache.
Wow. So you were telling me one day out there when we were running around the countryside, you found a cigarette butt and you said, well, this was from a woman and they were left-handed and they had, you were going on and on about looking at this cigarette butt telling me who smoked it. You can do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you need to, the way you learn about cigarette butts is you watch people smoke, you watch them flick the butt, and then you sneak over and try not to scare them too much when you study their cigarette butt.
Let it at least go out. let the cigarette go out before you go stealing it.
But I have a question about, like you said, you kind of stumbled into it. There have been so many things like that throughout history in both geology and other science that people just kind of, like you said, sometimes it it's there and you aren't even necessarily looking for it. But mm-hmm. it's like maybe that's the way to do it sometimes. Well, it's just that wide open mind that.
Sure.
Another mm-hmm. thing to bring up is that the tracks you found were quarried because they were getting the sandstone out between the layers or something like that, right?
They were. So El Paso Brick Company was, oh gosh, in 1920, they were selling 100,000 bricks a day. And they were mining this rock we call shale, like a mudstone, and baking that into bricks.
And it was between the layers of this other dinosaur track.
Yep. So they were clearing out, exposing dinosaur tracks to get at the mud between dino toes. They were getting the mud. So it's likely if your house is made of bricks in El Paso, then that's made from mud that was gushed between dino toes.
All right. And you can sell houses with that as a big selling point. Yeah. Squishy dinosaur tracks sold mm-hmm. here. Well, that's just fascinating to me. And it's another piece of El Paso history that just blows me away. If you were able to dig deep enough over under Kern Place, would you likely find dinosaur tracks eventually?
Possible.
There are some dinosaur tracks at Crazy Cat. That I found exposed at the surface. I don't know about in Kern Place. It's possible.
Underneath. Yeah. Yeah.
But the point was the dinosaurs used to go through that space mm-hmm. way mm-hmm. upon some time, yeah. you know?
And their footprints are found at the up in the Franklin Mountains. I found isolated footprints, and the layers all get thinner there. Mount Franklin used to be an island. In fact, kind of one of the things that has stayed the same in El Paso for the last billion years of its history is Mount Franklin has always been at high elevations. And every time the ocean came in and flooded this area, Mount Franklin stayed as an island, and it's called Mount Franklin Island.
Not necessarily every time, right? Because the fossils are up on top. That happened when it was down.
No.
That's after the mountain got lifted up.
Yeah.
Those fossils occurred after the mountain got lifted up?
No. Before. But then they occurred when the sediments formed, and then the mountain got lifted up.
Amazing stuff here. So mm-hmm. that's why you take a geology course in El Paso, because it's a fascinating window on mm-hmm. history.
Yep. Well, one of the other things we find in the Franklin Mountains are crystals. And so we've found zircon crystals. We found garnet crystals, beryl crystals like morganite, and quite a few different types of crystals can be found in certain places.
Quartz?
Oh, yeah.
Lots.
Sure. Lots of
that. Doesn't that lead you to gold sometimes?
Oh, but
no.
That's an exaggerated association.
Okay.
There's fool's gold. I found fool's gold on Trans Mountain Road. Well, I'll sell you some of that.
That's the kind of level I live on. So now, I can understand that.
Right.
But what other minerals have come out of the frame? The tin mines we mentioned?
Well, there's a little tin mines, but then in Tom Mays Park, there's also a tunnel that goes in 600 feet. And that was kind of copper. There's copper showing. We call it the blue grotto inside that tunnel.
Isn't that malachite?
No, it's calcanthite.
Malachite's
green.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Calcanthite is the one that forms the blue grotto on Trans Mountain in Tom Mays Park.
There's a wall of it in it, but you got to go in 600 feet into the mountain.
Yeah, so it's a blue stone is what the blue.
Yep. Well, and, it's a blue, very soft and fragile, but you have to get the permission of the
ranger. You need a ranger. They lock the thing
I'm
up.
I'm not going 600 feet into the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. The last time I was there taking a group, we found a rattlesnake just sitting there at the mouth of the tunnel.
You let him go.
Yeah, we picked him up and we moved him over.
Yeah, good idea.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, what other adventures have you guys gotten in? Have we told all the geology stories we need to? I mean, there's too many stories to talk about.
Oh, my
And if anybody wants to continue a story, we're going to go to Pepe's for lunch today, the three of us at least. And Melissa, you can't make it today.
No, I have some things I have to take care of.
The rest of us are going to go to Pepe's today. So if you want to continue rock talk,
it's
going to
be a rock party.
Yeah, we could easily. But and there's all kinds of things to talk about. What things have you seen on the mountains that impressed you and had fun with? I mean, I wanted to go to the last two or three cedar trees that were up in the mountain. So I heard that somebody burned them.
Well, there's actually a cave. And we used to call it Anthony Cave. It's off of the O'Hare Highway, just south of it, and you have to hike into it. And there, it's kind of a mini Carlsbad Caverns.
Jim Eichholz almost got lost in there.
I remember.
You were there.
I'm the one who found him.
Yeah,
I'm
and I was up on top shooting video. I'm not going down
there. I followed his footprints through the cave.
You
to
tracked
find him.
Him in the cave.
Yep.
Because he got through a couple of rooms, and he didn't know which one took him back out. And so I said that to somebody on Facebook. They said, take a ball of string next time, dude.
Right. Yeah.
Cheesy.
Breadcrumbs.
But he was down, and he said it was getting hot in there. And so you're talking belly crawl access space.
Oh, it's a little scary going
okay,
in there.
Now, I did,
your belly.
He did take a camera from me and do that.
Yeah.
So we have belly crawl footage that will freak you out that video, Legends of El Paso's
that's
Mountain.
Awesome.
Remember
right.
that? Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was kind of spooky. That cave is bizarre. You can go up there now. They had a locked door down in there at one point, but somebody beat they took the bolts. The day we were there was an open iron gate down in there.
Hmm.
And you didn't go down. I saw the video. That's the only reason I know it was down there, because I didn't go either. So that's an interesting thing to look at. Now, also, there's Aztec Cave in the Tom Mays section, and that's just a big hole in the ground.
Yeah,
right?
That's not that much of a cave.
But, but it's geologically it's not, but anthropologically or whatever the right word is, they had people living in there at one point, so that's cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But as far as geology goes, what amazes you about this area?
I like the fact that you can park on the side of the road anywhere and start to figure out the geology. You don't need to hike. It's just everything's so well exposed here. And I also like the fact that we have one of the longest continuous geological stories in North America, where you can kind of park on the side of 54 and start to point out land features and go back through geologic time.
Well, there's a road cut over there that has its own website that you guys put up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a fascinating road. It's the first one as you go up from the east side.
On
the west side. You go up Trans Mountain from the west side. It's the first road cut you hit.
Mm-hmm. On the east side.
Yeah.
You were right.
You go up toward the west. It's one of those directions. But the point is, it's an amazing road cut where you can see all this stuff in there.
We call it the museum in the open.
That's
and
what it is.
And this is what the, you know, El Paso is just kind of an open geological museum. And so knowing about it helps you appreciate it also.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's why I take your course at Southwest University, and you'll find out about it, or invite you to go talk to classes.
So, Eric Kappas, you will go out and talk to classes, and then you don't charge them. You'll just come out and say if they're interested.
Yeah,
Mary Alice is going to be on your list pretty quick.
Yeah, I do school visits. I do school visits, and I have several presentations. The one everybody wants is Dinosaurs and Other Giants of El Paso.
We'll come back in a minute after this break and get your phone number and put that out. Shall we do that?
Yes,
and
we shall.
And let's just leave it alone here. Talk to us on Facebook if you need us.
Yes.
And what is that
El Paso History Radio Show. And you can see the pictures of our guests and make comments.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mesa Street Grill has grown with El Paso for the past 20 years with world-class cuisine second to none, infusing flavorful passion into every dish they prepare. It's in their cooking culture that every dinner, every drink, every experience is a performance, and they give you their very best at MSG, taking pride in their service and the best dining experience in the region. It's Mesa Street Grill for fine dining, fine times, or simply sensational. Call now to make your Valentine's Day reservation at 532 532- 1881.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
iHeartRadio celebrates the contributions of African-American artists to every style of music, from funk to jazz, blues to hip-hop, and so much more. Hear music from the artists that inspired generations of musicians and continue to influence pop culture today. Aretha, Jay-Z, Michael, Marvin, Tupac, Diana Ross, and so many more. Listen to their special playlists or an iHeartRadio original station like Urban Pop Classics and Motown Sounds, providing the soundtrack to Black History Month all February.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just one more notation about History Day up at UTEP. They're going to have a lot of interesting things going on. They take students from around the city. If you want to know more about that and get involved, they're looking for judges. And what they're looking for are teachers who can take a look at something and analyze it in a teacher fashion. 747-5878. 747-5878. That's for Brad Cartwright, Ph.D. He's running this thing.
The El Paso Museum of History's got a great and a very unique presentation tomorrow at the museum at 2 p.m., and it's a walking tour, and it's a history on the run, a walking tour following the motorist green book of El Paso, Texas, and it's only $5 for members and $10 for non-members. And if people don't know what the motorist green book, it was like a AAA book for black people back at the turn of time when they were traveling across the country.
Where it was safe.
Exactly, yeah. And it was a very unique program. If you've never seen the Green Book, though, you'll be hearing more about that history as that time comes along.
That's kind of interesting. All right, we got a few minutes left here, a couple exactly, to ask Eric Kappas to tell us, or Dr. Goodell as well, the Ice Age. What happened around here for the Ice Age?
So we've been talking about bosons several times. And so while those bosons were getting filled with dirt, you know, 10,000 feet under the airport of dirt. That was during the Ice Age, and mammals lived around here. And Dr. Art Harris at UTEP himself has reported over 300 types of mammals from the Ice Age here. And a lot of them were small, you know, teeth. But some of the biggest fossils, some of the biggest examples of creatures were here in El Paso. For example, saber-toothed tigers. We didn't have the biggest saber-toothed tiger here, but we did have, I'm sure if it ran up on you, you wouldn't be questioning
it would be
size.
Big. It would be big. Yeah.
also, we had the world's biggest camel ever here in El Paso. There are actually footprints of mammoths and wolves and camels up at White Sands, which is a little bit out of town.
You go up to TRC, there's a museum up there called Geronimo Springs Museum. They've got a mammoth and a mastodon skull in there that they dug up around
here. They dig them up at Elephant Butte quite a bit. I think they just found a mammoth tusk.
Yeah.
When they excavated to build El Paso High School, they found a tapir. Fossil
like
of a tapir.
Like an anteater.
Like,
anteater, right, okay.
It has a short, stubby nose versus a long.
And they found, what was it, a giant sloth out in one of the lava tubes?
They found two types of sloths. They found the largest sloth, the giant ground sloth, and the Shasta ground sloth.
And what is that crater out there?
Aiden Crater, but they also found Conklin Cave is at the east end of the Bishop's Cap Hills.
Oh.
And 1922, they found kind of, it was a hot spring and quicksand, and animals got in there. Saber-toothed tigers and sloths and a lot of others were trapped in the quicksand. In 22, this guy named Conklin found it and excavated it. They got Los Angeles Museum in here to do the excavations, and then Conklin, they dug down 40 feet, and then Conklin was got so famous, locally famous, that he said, well, this is the time to get married. And so he got married down inside that cave.
Oh, my.
And my father was his best man.
Oh, my gosh.
What a history that is. And also the Bishop's Cap itself, there's a, I know people who were prospecting up there. I have seen the prospecting notation. I've got a copy of it. Tom Lee Sr.
Is that right?
He hired Tom Lee Sr. as mayor, hired prospectors to look for the Lost Padre Mine. I'll tell you that story when we get up on the mountain. It was April 29th. We're going to be there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gentlemen, we're going to have to head out for... Are you doing this a minute early there, Sergio? We're going to have to head out, I guess, to Pepe's right now, huh?
Let's get out of here.
All right. We'll see you next week. EPHistory.com for details. Melissa,
that's right.
Have fun. And Phil Goodell, Dr. Eric Kappas, see you guys at Pepe's. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Everybody gets an A.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.